With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux Community.
All right, so Patrick Roycey, on yesterday's Purple Daily episode, we all went on the record with declarative Vikings statements. Okay. So like Judd said Mike Zimmer will not return in 2022, but Rick Spielman will. I said Danielle Hunter will set a career high in sacks. So just like declarative statements or predictions. Do you have two or three declarative Viking statements for us?
You could have given me a little more of a heads up.
No, that's the point. Yeah, we want to put you on the spot.
Declarative sentences. Kirk Cousins, at the end of this season, you will realize he's better than you think he is.
Wow.
A. How about B? Dalvin Cook will be injured. Jefferson is going to catch so many passes that Thielen will be jealous.
So you're saying Kirk is going to prove the haters wrong this year? Is what
not wrong, but that he's not worth hating. Let's just say that.
Sure.
That he's, that he's top 10 in the league, top 10, 11 quarterbacks in the league. And, you can win with him. He will not be the reason you don't win, in my opinion.
So Cook will be hurt. How many games will Cook miss? That becomes the most important question.
Yes. Well, he'll be hurt.
Right.
And I should have said significantly that he'll miss at least three games. He'll miss games 10 through 12, I would
guess. Jeez.
Okay.
10 through 12.
I have one more Kirk question. So next year,
more declarative sentence. Byron Buxton won't make it to the end of the season. But okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I think that's a layup on his career. So, all right. So Kirk right now is according to just the cap hit, he's the second highest paid quarterback this year. He's also set to be the second highest paid quarterback next year, and his cap number jumps up to $45 million. To me, that's a non-starter. I'm either trading him or a restructure. I'm not paying him $45 million in a salary cap league. But if Kirk said, like Dak Prescott did the other day, yesterday, he's, all right, let's restructure, save the Cowboys $6 million. Pat Mahomes restructured. If Kirk said, all right, I know I've been a little greedy, just trying to protect generations of cousins, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
Yes, 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 yes.
But I'm, I think if we strap it in at home, I think I can go from a $45 million cap hit to like 28 or 30 to help the team. If he wanted to save the Vikings money to the cap and sign like a 3-year extension into his mid 30s, would you sign up for that?
He gets the same amount of money.
Well, he wouldn't be one of the three highest paid quarterbacks.
He doesn't give them money back, because I do not like it when any player gives money back to the greedy SOBs that run the NFL.
Yes.
Think he's making $200 million a year, whether he's Kirk Cousins or making. I rarely judge players by how much they're making. The one reason I celebrate Kirk Cousins is he made them pay 100% of his first contract instead of the rest of these weenies who settle for a 18, 20, you know, I got 80 million. Yeah, 22 is guaranteed, and they're screw you the first opportunity they get. So I loved the fact that Kirk's agent said, yeah, we get all of it, 100%. And that, I, you know, it wouldn't change my opinion of him one way or another, whether he gave him a bargain on quarter. But as you say, as far as bringing him back, yeah, it would be, you know, I don't know what kind of situation they're going to be in, because Brzezinski always figures out something. But, you know, he didn't restructuring once already push it back to this point, right?
Yes. Yes. That's why they're in. That's why they're facing a $45 million cap hit next year. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What can they do? Would they have to release him to save some money, or
trade him?
Is the cap hit 45 no matter what, or what?
So if they trade or release him, and Judd,
well,
tell me if I'm wrong.
Trade him, okay?
Well,
nobody's going to take that.
But here's the thing. If they trade or release him, his cap number for – so for the Vikings, they would owe, I want to say, $10 million in dead money. They'd save $35 next year.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever would acquire him, I think, would have a $35 million cap hit instead of $45, which would be more manageable, I think.
Yeah, I don't think – what are you going to have to give up to get somebody to take that much money off your hands? Two number ones?
No, I don't think so.
And they're giving you back Jake Browning or something like
Jake,
that.
Jake Browning just signed. He just signed with the Bengals yesterday. Covert information.
He's giving up all our secrets.
He can come in and give up some of our secrets.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's giving them all the secrets.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I got a secret for you. They think I stink. That's and the secret.
Don't watch the film of the third preseason game.
What do the Vikings like to do? Run the ball a lot. They're going to run the whole game. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're going to get secrets. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's I'm just judging him as a player and not what he's making. Obviously, he's making an obscene amount of money for what he is, but I don't think he's the reason that he's – this is a double negative, and I'm trying to get around it, but he's not the reason you can't go to the Super Bowl, I don't think. I'm not saying he's not going to take you there, but he'll go along. He's good enough
That's fair.
To go along for the ride is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's mostly like he's going to prevent you from going 5-12. Like he's yes. too good for the team to be a total train wreck if he stays healthy.
Now, I would like him to produce a sizably less of his numbers in garbage time, because he is, when you're 17 down with 10 minutes to go, he is Johnny Unitas blended with Joe Montana, blended with Dan Marino. He's fantastic when they're playing. He's the killer of prevent defense, I'll tell you that, so. I don't know. He just he annoyed me from the get-go as a personality, and then he annoyed me even more when he tried to become humble. He tried the humble thing like his third year, and he really became a pain in the ass then. And so he annoys you. And I think the fact he annoys you as a personality is a part of the reason we most people don't like him. So.
Patrick. How on earth or why, and you might know the answer to this one, are we doing the Hall of Fame baseball induction stuff on an arbitrary Wednesday?
I don't know.
Is Wait, that's happening today?
Today.
Yeah, classic Steve. Baseball. Yeah,
the Baseball Hall of Fame inductions are happening
yes.
today?
Yeah. What's going on?
Why did TV, is that when TV decided they wanted it?
I'm asking you.
The lead up to week one of the NFL season.
I can't
Amazing.
Figure it out. hey, congratulations, cheater.
They pushed it back from August because of the, you know, COVID. They thought the protocols sure. would be less, you know, that they could get more people to see Jeter and stuff. Maybe Jeter told them that's the only day he'd make it or something. I don't. Yeah, I saw that today. I assumed it was Labor Day weekend or something. But
yeah,
TV must not wanted him on Labor Day weekend. ESPN or was it MLB or somebody must have said, we don't want it then, so we got it on Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know. I saw that myself. I don't know.
I know it's become cliche to just pile on Rob Manfred, but he is such a terrible commissioner. I mean, actually, this brings me to my golf take for you, Patrick.
Let me say one thing about him, though. The thing that was supposed to be a complete folly, having the umpires check the pitchers actually worked. So,
all right, yeah. Feather in his cap.
Well, not a feather in his cap, but it's not. It's the rare thing he did that didn't blow up in his face. So.
Sure, it looked like it was pretty toxic for the first couple weeks, yes. And then it sort of it diffused. So, I love baseball. I will preface it by saying it's always been my favorite sport. But the last couple years, I've soured so much on, and I've always loved golf too, but I had this epiphany watching the Tour Championship and Patrick Cantlay and John Rahm and everything. Golf, the way that they've structured their season and moving the PGA Championship back to May, so they've got Masters, PGA.
One major a month.
Yeah. One major a month, and then the FedEx Playoff Cup run up until, you know, first week in September. Golf is far more intriguing in the months of April, May, June, July, August, early September, than baseball is right now. And I don't think it's close.
I wouldn't go that far because they still have the weekly events where a lot of people don't show up. But, you know, do you think that the stroke advantage thing works in the Tour Championship?
I think
a guy 10 under because, you know, you really the last 3 days, last 2 days, you only had two guys.
Yeah, I get what the players are trying to do. It sounds like the players are in favor of it and that they want to mirror whoever wins the final event.
No,
should
I
also
don't think it's the players. I think it's the commission. We were too confused as fans as to why this guy won the tournament and finished sixth.
All right.
They're trying to help us out as dummies. Okay?
But was it a deal breaker when Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship and Justin Rose won the FedEx Cup? Was it? Who cares? I'd rather just see a good tournament and everyone started.
It's not the players who did this. It's the tour. But then they made that prize $15 million, and that catches your attention when they say, Cantley's got a 2-putt from 25 feet to win $15 million.
That's
it's only five, right? So it's a $10 million difference.
So. And with the four majors, and then with, you know, let's just say at least two or three of the playoff events, if you're even a casual fan or must watch, golf between April and September has created like 6 to 7 must watch fun events. I don't think baseball has any between April and early September right now.
Well, they got the Hall of Fame ceremony on Wednesday. They got that.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah,
that'll be good.
such a
blast. Yeah, I can't argue with it. You know, it is funny though. We can sit there and wait for Bryson DeChambeau to look at his calculations for 3 minutes before he hits a shot. And then we can complain about baseball taking too long. Golf, you know, they put them on the clock. And that means that then when they warn you the next time, they say, we really mean it this time now.
Yeah. But at least with golf, like at least the TV presentation, even though the individual golfers are taking forever, at least there's 70 of them that they can show you, you know.
Yeah. You know, I still resent golf, though, for playing thinking how stupid we are, right? We're watching golf. And all of a sudden, you know, we haven't seen this guy hit a shot all day, right? And the leaders are on 6, and he's on 14, and they rush up there to show a 28-foot putt. This guy's going to make that putt,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be showing it to us. So don't think we're stupid.
Plausibly live, Patrick. Plausibly live.
Don't think we're stupid and act like we're waiting to see what happened. We know what happened.
Oh, here's a guy who's plus 7 teeing off at a par 3. Wonder what's going to happen here.
He decided to forget the leaders and go watch some fat ass try to make a 16-footer, you know. We know the putt's going in. You don't have to.
And the best part is drama here. Is if you watch a tournament and something happens on a hole near the hole that they're showing, you can hear the eruption of the crowd.
Yes,
and
right.
Then they'll send it to that hole as if you have no idea why the crowd erupted.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, you know who seems depressed on the telecast, Phil? Faraday. He's got, you know, I don't think he likes not being the guy, you know, and he's you listen to him and it's like all his enthusiasm is gone.
I think they canceled his show on Golf Channel, too.
Oh, did they? Really?
I think so.
He's got demons, though. He's got some big time. So that actually wouldn't be surprising. You might be right about that.
Yeah, I think he does, but he's like he didn't. Sounded like they went over to him over the weekend because I watched a lot Saturday and Sunday, I was saying, what's wrong with him, man? He's got no enthusiasm whatsoever.
You know, that's another thing. So Faraday's amazing, and there are good golf commentators. Don't get me wrong, but it's unlike the NFL where, all right, once a quarterback gets to be like 38 or 40, you know that Drew Brees and Tony Romo and Peyton Manning, like they're all going to be available to be on TV for the next 20 years. Golfers now, I mean, these guys are playing into their 40s, and then they go play on the Champions Tour, and they're likely to play golf until they're 60. And that's why Paul Azinger is still the lead color commentator.
Well, he's okay, but with Justin Leonard being a commentator, my God, he's the most boring human being that ever lived. And let's go take this guy. Everybody likes Justin. No, we don't. Think he's a stiff, you know.
Well, so, David Duvall and Justin Leonard, just two guys who fell off the map 20 years ago.
They've got to pay Phil. They're going to have to break down and write like a Romo contract for Phil.
It would be amazing.
Say, stop playing golf, dude. Get fat. Enjoy life. He won't shut up, too. That'll be the great thing. He'll spill every secret.
That would be the problem. Nobody would want to work with him because he'd just keep going and going and going. Hey, you think the Twins are figuring out their rotation for next year, man? Gant? Over? I mean, John Gant?
Joe Ryan?
John Gant?
I think the Cardinals made a big mistake. They can't win a game now that they don't have John Gant anymore.
Cleveland. I can't see if your tongue is pressed into your cheek right now or not. I'm trying to
tell you. Cleveland's got a terrible
Cleveland's
lineup.
Off. That lineup is brutal.
They fit right in with the rest of the division. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love the column A spin when the year's over and he's got 19 saves.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had a pretty good year. Those 4 months were terrible.
There's no way they can bring him back, right?
No, God.
They better not.
I mean, there's got to be arms in that bullpen.
Stop.
How about the Giants, man? The Giants and the Rays. Well, look at those two. The Giants, I think, have gone to Colorado, where Colorado had the best home record in baseball and just pounded the hell out of them 2 games in a row. I don't get it. Who are these guys hitting home runs? It's unbelievable.
I know.
They sent out the ballot for the BBWAA awards because they want to get them done early. I don't know why. For us, most improved twin, I voted for Lamont Wade Jr.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast in the World Series when we have Lamont Wade Jr. and Nelson Cruz going head-to-head for World Series MVP in about a month and a half.
Nelly became the oldest at 30, right? Mm-hmm.
Which my first thought was, wait, Bonds did not hit 30 after turning 40 years old. He played 3 seasons after 40, but when you're drawing 200 walks every year, there's no room for homers when you're 40.
No, when somebody can throw a ball at your belt in the middle of the plate and the umpire calls it a ball because you didn't swing, you just wait for your pitch. So, anyway, they're astounding, though. It's incredible. So.
All right, we got to run, Pat. We'll catch you on Friday.
All right, gentlemen.
See you, Royce.
All right, that's Wrapping with Royce here. I'm Mackie and Judd and the Score North YouTube channel.
Goodbye.
This episode is sponsored in part by U.S. Bank. What if I told you there's a credit card that's made for every kind of foodie? That's why I'm excited to share the U.S. Bank Altitude Go Visa Signature Card with you today. Cardholders get 4 times the points on restaurant deliveries, takeout orders, and dine-in meals. Yeah, you can rack up points when you eat out or you order in. Plus, the card gets you 2 times points on groceries, even delivery, streaming services, and gas or EV charging station pit stops. And if you apply today at usbank.com/altitudego, you'll earn 20,000 bonus points after spending $1,000 within the first 90 days. You deserve a credit card that gives you more and more and more. Apply to become an Altitude Go cardholder at usbank.com/altitudego. The creditor and issue of this card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. Some restrictions may apply.
At the Home Depot, we have plenty of Christmas trees to make your holidays even more magical. Hundreds of full, easy-to-assemble artificial trees that look so real, you may be convinced they actually are. And for those who love that fresh pine smell, we have a parking lot full of fresh-cut trees to call your own. We'll even help you load your tree in the car so you can bring home the holidays. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
As fall fills up with activities and obligations, even a small time saver can feel like a big help. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that makes clear, concise communication easier than ever, so you can finish your work earlier and head off to family dinners, social events, and fall weddings. Grammarly is free to download and works where you do, so every project gets finished quicker. Make sure your writing is free of mistakes with Grammarly's free, comprehensive writing suggestions and get an instant take on how your message comes across with the free tone detector. Let Grammarly Premium's sentence clarity rewrites help you find the perfect words on the first try. You'll be confident writing client emails, deadline-driven reports, and presentations without staying late at the office. Get more time back in your day by writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. Then get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.